Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weedsday Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar,
and the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large. We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call, 646-915-8421. Email thctucson@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, visit us on MySpace, or tweet with us on Twitter.
Our sponsors for Weedsday Wednesday are Growers House, Accurate Med Testing, EasyMarijuana.com, and Culture Magazine.
We would like to thank Tumbleweed Health Center and Studio C for hosting our show every week. Along with the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things educational related to medical cannabis.
Visit Tumbleweed Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedhealthcenter.com.
And remember,
be smart, be safe, and educate.
Good morning. Welcome to Weedsday Wednesday, everybody.
Hello, everybody. Hi, Bellstar.
Hi, Cannabis Kid in the middle of a long hit. I love it. Cough, cough. Choke. Yep, there it is. There it is. It's official. Long hits are happening on Weedsday Wednesday.
Hey, Jay.
Good morning, everybody. How's it going? Yeah, I did jinx it because you were okay until I said cough, cough, hack, hack, right? Yeah. Or until I just outed you for doing a bong hit in the last 30 seconds of our intro.
Yeah.
That's probably it, huh?
Yeah. You're like,
hurry up. There it is.
What's going on in the medical marijuana world
Marijuana world. That's our next theme park. Marijuana world. All right. Ride, ride. So they'd be like little kitty rides, though, because...
Like ride the pot leaf?
Like
the round.
It would be the tiny little weed train went like 5 miles an hour because you don't want to get anyone sick after they're getting their edibles and stuff, you know. Oh, my goodness. Speaking of marijuana, I guess that's why we're here today.
Sure is.
So is Cannabis Kid. We picked up a book on Bellstar this weekend.
She's
badass, I'm just going to say it.
Just kind of the history of her.
She's just bad. She's a bad, bad girl.
No, it's about bad women.
Bad women in history. It's about all the bad women in history.
Bad girls.
Oh,
bad girls.
There, okay.
There, but Bellstar was in there, of course. And, you know, I'm just going to say, to the relative of the gunslinger that shot her in the back, you sissy, bring it on. Who shoots Bellstar in the back? You know why they shot her in the back? Because they couldn't shoot her any other way. She would have got him first. Go, Bellstar. All right. Little Bellstar history. Don't shoot people in the back. Welcome to Weekday Wednesday in Bellstar history. If you haven't checked it out, this month, it actually says May. We're in March still, right? Are we in March? Yes, because we just had St. Patrick's Day yesterday. So if you haven't got it already, you should get your High Times edition. It's the 420 Super Celebration edition, and has a guide to spring planting.
Oh, a guide to spring planting.
A guide
like
to spring planting.
HGTV magazine or something.
And I just want to give a big shout out to Autoflowers because they are real plants.
Woo-hoo!
And if you're real enough to grow them, huh, for those out there, you will discover some serious medicine in those plants. So they give 10 gardening tips for Autoflowers. And there's a Joan Jett interview.
I love cannabis.
She's singing a new song. I know it.
We should get her on.
Yeah, we should get her on. We should get her and Stevie Nicks. And there's a whole host of people on here that that we should have on. So, 420. It's coming. I know, it's only 18th, March 18th, but it's coming. So we've got
about a month away. We need to start talking about it early.
We need
to
start talking about it early because we only get to talk about it for a few more times, and then it's going to happen.
Right, and then it's here, and then we have to wait a whole other year again.
And then done. We're at the Pig Roast all day long. 420 Pig Roast.
Yeah, come on down. There's going to be lots of things going on. Prizes, raffles.
Club XX. We're going to get the Facebook page up here right now so we can send you this little... Actually, if you go to... If you go to the Tumbleweeds Health Center Facebook page, there's a section labeled events, and I believe that's on there. Right, it should probably be, yep, 420 event right there. Club Excess in Tucson, Arizona. It starts at 12 noon because it's a pig roast. It's going to take a while. To roast a little pig. Sorry, guys. Not my idea. But I don't know what things have to do with 420. I'm not sure about that either. However, maybe it's just a fun gathering of like-minded
Well, the barbecue company,
I don't know. I'm not
really sure.
The barbecue
company that's actually helping putting this on is...
Oh, Brushfire?
Brushfire.
Yes.
...is a part of this. And
they
have an amazing food, so they're doing a roasted pig.
Okay.
Pizza.
There you go. That's
yeah, they're going to have their food truck there. They're going to have their whole... I'm hoping that they're going to have some of their ice cream because they have a creamery. And their ice cream is incredible. Yes.
We did not
very
stop
delicious.
To get the ice cream at the Brushfire. We should have. At the Brushfire.
I highly recommend it. Very
that photo?
Unique flavors.
We need to read from that. Tell us who some of our sponsors are.
So the sponsors down here, we've got Weed Depot, Tumbleweeds Health Center.
Woo!
F? It's just F.
Oh, okay.
Ultra Health from Green Valley.
Right. On the show.
We've got Tucson Weekly, which is the major entertainment.
They're the main sponsor, I believe.
Main sponsor. And then we've got Brushfire Barbecue Co. And there's a couple places that you can go pick up Brushfire. I know there's one on 22nd and Cole, and Campbell and Glen area.
Well, I think it's awesome that our local newspaper is sponsoring the 420 event.
Well, they've had such a big play in medical marijuana that has happened here in Tucson. That's actually how I found out about a lot of things that were going on here is by what the Tucson Weekly was putting out.
Oh.
So, you know, just going to the places that Tucson Weekly was working with.
Mm-hmm.
So there was only a couple of dispensaries in Tucson.
That they were working with?
That they were working with at one time.
Oh, okay.
Well, when it all first started.
Yeah. Probably the two that were open.
Tumbleweeds.
So we're not a dispensary yet. We hope to be fingers and toes crossed kids for that time.
At the time.
Yeah. At the time.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah. So it's going to be a great event. Lots of giveaways. That's why you guys all come, right? We like the free stuff. Woo-hoo! So we'll be giving away some toys. As well as, well, who knows what else we'll be giving away. But there's going to be all sorts of information. There's also a medication area.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! You can hear the birds chirping while you're outside
and you have,
partaking
you
in your cannabis.
You do to be a
card holder. Valid, legal,
right.
Medical
have
marijuana
patient. Have your physical card there at the time. I had a couple questions come through and ask if I need to have my card for the card area. And yes, you do. And you can't get certified there that day and use that paperwork as your card. You actually have to have a physical card
for
the medical.
Unlike the cannabis cups in most places.
Right.
You do
it's
have
a lot
to have,
different.
Yeah. You can get certified right there and then get
yeah.
it for the cannabis cups. But,
really?
Yeah. It's crazy.
That's
there.
Pretty cool.
Right when you walk in, they got doctor tents right there. Bam! And huge lines of people getting certification.
I wonder if I brought my lease. They wonder if having your card from another state helps out.
My Arizona ID and a leaf from California.
You know, if having your card from somewhere else, when they do something like that?
Not in California.
Not in California.
California is not reciprocal.
Uh-huh.
Not, none. So if anyone happens to be vacationing from other states that have medical marijuana programs and you come to Tucson for 420 for the pig roast because it's going to be that awesome of an event. If you're from out of state, you can come and hang out in that medication room as long as you have your papers and paperwork. It's allowed for out-of-state people to medicate here. They just can't buy it. We are a reciprocal state.
Right.
So if you come, because this is why they do this.
Half
the year, what do we got? Snowbirds.
Mm-hmm.
People from Michigan, people from New York, people from all over the East Coast come over here to get out of the snow. Can you blame them? And they come out and hang out with our winter where it's 70 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And so Arizona was smart enough to allow reciprocity. They just can't buy it here, which is weird. But if they've got friends, they can hang out and smoke with them and relieve their pain.
And have amount of two and a half ounces on them.
Yeah, it's just like They're almost part of the program. Almost.
You only get to use it.
You can hang out with the cool kids. You just can't be the cool kid.
You can have your own cool kid medicine.
Yes, this is true. Mm-hmm. Rules.
Well, speaking about that.
Yes. What do you got?
New Mexico.
Oh, New Mexico. What do you got for us?
New Mexico is decriminalizing marijuana.
Oh, we love it. Yay, Dougie Fine. Woo-hoo.
I'm sure you got big that help on that.
Oh, I would imagine. Doug Fine is...
You know, it's so... great to know that the state is... every state has to do it and go through their own growing pains in their own way.
Get it?
And
growing pains? Ha, growing.
So what we're seeing here is when we see another state that's right next to us and we're wondering, what are they doing over there? How come they're not doing it our way? And then we see California doing it a different way. And then how Arizona has done it a totally different way.
Okay, wait a minute. It's newsflash.
Newsflash.
Spanibus in Barcelona. Spain, people. Let's go to Spain for the Spanibus Cup. Oh, my gosh. We love the Netherlands people out there giving us this kind of information, haunting us and teasing us to get in our little jet planes and fly on over. Imagine the party we could have. Imagine. We did. Well, it started making a lot of noise. But we could see the trailer. We might pull up a trailer. Now, this is, you know, cannabis, folks, is not new to this planet, if you haven't already heard. It's just new to those that aren't 100 years old or more. Because it was legal at some point. You know what I mean?
Right. I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Words. Which is kind of what we talked about.
Sorry. It's just
the last time. Let's see. It's supposed to be an advertisement for the Spanibus. I think it's a Spanibus Cup coming up here. I don't know that we're going to be able to. It might be in a different language. I don't know. Now there's rosters.
Hi, Hippies.
All right. Well, we'll check it out before we try and air that next time. But we should all go.
That sounds like a blast.
It's just going to be a blast. Are you going? Netherlands, are you going? You're just teasing us. Because now we want to go check out that hash board that you sent us a picture of.
It says rules.
Yeah. Well, maybe Spanibus rules. Could be. So, you know, there's all sorts of good things going on, but also there's a level in paradise. We'll read a little bit. We can have a discussion. It's what we do when we don't have interviews. We discuss things and comment and just let things roll out of our mouths. The big issue now in the new marijuana legalization initiative draft language is cultivation. Language allowing people to grow recreational marijuana at their homes was completely scratched from a new draft of the Citizens Initiative we might see on the 2016 ballot, making the month-long collaboration between Safer Arizona and the Marijuana Policy Project, MPP, a bit rusty these days. Up until this draft dated February 25th, cultivation rights were considered. 10 days prior, the initiative said a person could grow up to 6 plants and a household a total of 12. Some that were concerned this might affect their business, and according to members of Safer Arizona and other like-minded pot advocates, it might have been a reason for removing that section. What happened is the people who supposedly are putting up the biggest amount of funding for this initiative, which are the dispensaries, have decided they want complete control of the industry, says Robert Clark, co-chairman of Safer Arizona. We've tried to work with them to keep cannabis community all working as one. We have communicated with them the issues that are important, and the main issue is called cultivation. Clark said he was told by MPP representatives that they are bound by the highest bidder and that right now is the Arizona Dispensary Association and law enforcement types as those critical financial backers who threaten to pull funding if grow rights are included in the initiative. Just a little blurb. Anyone want to look up Arizona Dispensary Association? Because it was just made up. I'm not saying. I'm just saying. So Clark This draft of the initiative resembles more of a business model with strict taxation and regulation. The licensing is limited. The fees up in the tens of thousands will keep a lot of people who plan to grow at bay. Similarly to Prop 203, the 2010 Arizona Medical Marijuana Act, this draft would establish dispensaries as the sole option to purchase pot. The poorest among us have been disenfranchised. We cannot afford our medicine. We can't grow it, Clark says. This initiative legalizes the growing, production, and sale for just a very few rich people. As it's been the case with medical pot, where patients who can't afford, for instance, $350 an ounce, continue to flood the black market, Clark argues this current draft wouldn't address that issue with recreational either. We are going to buy it the same way we have been since Prohibition started, from the black market, he said. But all is still a work in progress. The draft being discussed isn't what a policy project will file with the election officials in coming months. However, the group says the final initiative must reflect what the citizens of a particular state want. If most voters do not agree with cultivation rights yet, then the initiative will not include them. So the measure actually has a shot of passing. The question is not whether our organization supports home cultivation. We believe people should be allowed to grow marijuana in their homes, says Mason Burt, communications director for MPP. If we decide that including that will result in marijuana prohibition remaining the law of the land for several more years, we might choose to leave it out and then pursue that once public opinion has shifted. And all Clark hears is bullshit. He says this is the same excuse that was used when the medical pot initiative was drafted. Supporters were told that the only way the measure could get out of the election cycle alive was to prohibit users from growing the plant and live within 25 miles of a dispensary. Help dispensaries sell a lot of pot. Since most people live close to one, from 2013 to last year, dispensary sales nearly tripled, according to the State Department of Health Services. MPP says it is for the people, but when they hire individuals out of the dispensary industry to craft the language and support other dispensaries so that they can continue to control cannabis industry like they have with the medical program, Clark says, MPP Vert says this is a valid conversation to have, but ultimately the primary goal right now is to legalize pot once and for all so that responsible adults can stop getting arrested and prosecuted for marijuana possession. Other amenities can be added later. No measure has been filed for signatures yet. It is premature to start talking about the subject. There is certainly a reason to talk about it. We know where some folks stand. We stand there too. We think it should be included, he says, but the laws reflect that what the voters want in Arizona. Meanwhile, Safer Arizona is searching for plans B, C, and D in case the final initiative, which MPP still doesn't have a time frame of completion, does not reflect their and other stakeholders' needs. On the website, Safer is calling on Arizona voters to reach out to dispensary owners who support home cultivation. Last week, Desert Blooms owner Ari Rubin voiced his support to ensure some sort of growing rights make it in. The talks with MPP will continue, and both hope to find a middle ground.
Huh.
Well, I don't even know what to say about that, except that that's lame. Because seriously, dispensary owners, if you think that the 0.0001% of the people that know how to grow and can grow are going to take anything
and
away
that are
going to
grow quality medicine, that
do you think Budweiser, Anheuser, even, you know, the Tempe, I love Kiltlister. Do you think the little Tempe Brewing Company is suffering because we're allowed, everybody in this country is allowed 100 gallons a year to brew?
There's
no
brewing companies
what
opening up all across
morning?
Arizona.
You said even the people that brew, they're going to buy beer. They don't just brew and not go get stuff. They brew, and they probably mostly go to the store to buy their own, but then once a year they have a big brouhaha and they invite their friends over to the man cave, you know, and they have all their beers and, you know, and they tell their friends it's all really good and it's
right.
All good, and they go out for beers. You know what I'm saying?
Like, they drink that beer, the amount that they had.
Of course.
It's a process.
Corona.
People that are good
suffering
at the process.
They're not suffering.
Don't worry about it. You're good at what you do.
Right. Just grow auto flowers. They're little. But they'll kick your butt.
But I definitely...
Yay, auto flowers.
I think you're making a big thing out of nothing. You're having people that aren't going to be able to use fresh plant, that really could use fresh plant on a regular basis.
and
on their own time.
And aside from the financial benefit from growing your own, there's very therapeutic benefits of growing your own. And some people can't even get out of the house to get to the dispensary. And maybe they don't want people delivering medicine in their neighborhood. That's a strange thing.
I have a tomato plant in my backyard. Does that mean that the...
But the government says it's okay for you to grow tomatoes. You grow tomatoes.
Legalized marinara.
Oh, yeah, legalized marinara. They should always put extra salt.
I get it. I know what you're saying. But I'm saying the dispensaries shouldn't have to worry because there's going to be only a select few that are going to take it.
They shouldn't be worrying. That's selfish. That's completely selfish. That's a monopoly where there doesn't need to be one. And that takes away from all sorts of rights that we have.
What we should be worrying about is pharmaceutical companies that are going to be coming in on this.
Those
are the people that you should worry about. The people with money, not the people without.
Mm-mm. Well, and that's the problem. You know, you get organizations
corporations with money, I should say.
Start backing who has the money.
Right.
Well, let's get some money, kids. Get
your piggy banks out, folks.
If you round up all the stoners in the world, we got all our piggy banks out.
Go find me.
Come on. Totally. Kickstarter. We're going to do it. We're going to kickstart stoners of this planet into funding the most gargantuan co-op of cannabis you've ever seen on the planet. Somebody please remember that idea.
Okay. We're writing it down right now.
Yes, we are, because we're going to get lost. But seriously, we're going to have a world cannabis co-op. We're going to gather all the stoners of the world. Guys, get ready. I can hear those piggy banks jingling right now. Who's got one? It's got like $500 in it right there. That's just one.
I have one of those.
One piggy bank. Yeah. See, there's two. Two piggy banks.
Two piggy banks.
Two piggy banks.
There we go. Three piggy banks.
All right.
Four piggy banks.
Okay, now we're out of control. How about four? 420 forever. April 20th on the horizon. It's a day of celebration that only stoners could create. In a town I lived in for almost 8 years, and I didn't know that then, but I think it's a really cool thing in San Rafael, California. A bunch of potheads got together at 420 outside of their little local high school gym or whatever, and decided to gather up to partake in their cannabis ways. Other than your birthday and the holidays, no date on the calendar is particularly remarkable unless something historically momentous occurred on it, but even those dates fade from memory. That's true. The Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor occurred on December 7, 1941. It was a date which will live in infamy, one that would supposedly never be forgotten. But World War II veterans lament that it has been, just like June 6, 1944, D-Day. When the Allies staged the largest naval invasion in history to roll back Hitler's war machine. Baby boomers won't soon forget November 22, 1963, the day John F. Kennedy was assassinated, but most Americans attach no significance to the date. In time, the meaning of 9/11 will fade too. But April 20, 420 is the exception. It's certainly not a national or even a religious holiday, although some in our community may differ, nor is it ever noted on mainstream calendars. But you can name any other non-historic date that receives as much recognition and celebration in America or, for that matter, internationally? Our holiday is our holiday. The origins of 420 are well documented. In 1971, a group of San Rafael High School students in California made a ritual of meeting after school at 420 to toke up. They called themselves the Waldos because their meeting place was a wall near the school. All right, get creative, guys. But how did 420 reach its present-day proportions? It was all of us, folks. We did it, with some help from the Grateful Dead. The older brother of one of the Waldos was a friend of Dead bassist Phil Lesh. In past interviews, Lesh has said that he can't recall 420's origin, but didn't doubt that the Waldos, claiming to coining the term, whatever the case, the Grateful Dead ruled the 420 phenomenon, transforming it into a secret lingo shared and spread by further deadheads who told their friends, who probably sat in many parking lots telling their friends. High Times didn't even discover the phenomenon until 1990. By that time, thousands were already hip to the term, but High Times was quick to recognize the power of 420 and used its publishing muscle to solidify its status among stoners. Today, 420 is no longer a secret, Every major news outlet has explored its origins and proliferation, but the fundamental truth is that we created it. That's right. Children are smart. We created it. We spread the word. Now, literally hundreds of millions of people worldwide know about the global 420 connection that we have rocked. Woo! This is a great magazine. And I will apologize, but Tumbleweeds Health Center does sell High Times, but we ran out. We'll get more, folks. This is the 420 Super Celebration Edition.
That's so great.
So, anyone want to hear about some 420 sports facts? Do we have any sports fans out there? I know the Allen's a big sports fan. Okay, here we go. Oh, look at that. Baseball player Ted Williams is on the picture. And looks like a chick race car driver. Right on. 1916, the Chicago Cubs play their first game at Wrigley Field. Wrigley's 100th season with a World Series championship gets underway in 2015. Oh, so they started a
Danica Patrick.
Right on.
She's a race car driver.
Yeah, Danica. She's been in
Danica. Like
the, she's been doing that for a while. She's cute. Here we go. 1939, Ted Williams of the Boston Red Sox takes the field. He becomes baseball's best hitter ever. Michael Jordan sets an NBA playoff record with 63 points in a single game. It is a lucky number. 1988, the Baltimore Orioles go 0-14 to set the world record to start a season. They will go 0-21 before winning. 1996, the Chicago Bulls finish the season with a record 72 wins. And in 2008, Danica Patrick wins the Indy Japan 300, becoming the first female driver to prevail in Indy car race driving. Yeah. So important. Here's the 420 highway. Very, very, very important holiday for us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go for it.
Motor down. New York State 420. Louisiana Highway 420, if you're in the area of Point, Cope Parish. State 420 in Ohio will hook you up with the I-80, I-90. In Virginia, take a quick trip to State Route 420. It's less than 3 miles long. There's a Pennsylvania Route 420 in Delaware County and a farm-to-market road in Hardin County, Texas. Plus, State Route 420 will actually take you through the town of Humboldt.
Of course it will.
That is pretty cool. I don't think these were made up like that. Weird fact, Interstate 420 was the designation for two interstates that never got built. Atlanta, Georgia, was one of, denied its I-420 connection and planned an I-420 bypass of Monroe, Louisiana, was well bypassed. So these are ones that tried to get it, but it didn't pass for them.
In Canada, cross the border at Niagara Falls and cruise on King's Highway 420. In Ontario, or travel on ND 420 Highway, a 22-mile stretch in northwest New Brunswick. Ireland's R-420 is located in County Westmeath and traverses the town of Clara, Tullamore, and Port Larrington. The Brits didn't do it right with names.
Japan's Route 420 is National Highway, 41 miles long, and connects Toyota Aichi and Shiosho Aichi.
Ooh, bless you. Thank you. You know, go for it.
420 Air 420 flying too high. In 1967, a Global Air Bristol Britannia turbo bop rock crashes at Nikosai, Cyprus, killing 126 people. Wow.
1968, a South African Boeing 707 crashes at Windhoek, killing 122.
Yeah, maybe I don't want to read those either.
Yeah, because that's just filling our little pot high here. That was not very happy news. You know what is happy?
What is happy? Puff, put it on.
Puff,
put it on,
Puff, 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 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up, but can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa, can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's, and then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
Know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal, but science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers, and bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peep game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs, it's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
All right, welcome back to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody.
Good morning.
Good afternoon, wherever you are.
And good night.
What's the difference between a drunk person at a stop sign and a stoner at a stop sign? What is the difference?
What is it, though?
Well, the drunk person will run it, and the stoner will sit there and wait for it to turn green. Just a silly joke of the morning. I think we got that from the Netherlands last week. We love jokes. Yeah.
We do.
Yeah. I don't know what those little lies are, but that's a good one.
Cracker Jack.
Oh, my God. Love Cracker Jacks. Who doesn't love a good Cracker Jack? Although the prices are strange these days.
Yeah.
They used to be good prices. Now you don't know what you can find. Like, they're putting all sorts of stuff in Cracker Jacks. All right.
Be careful.
Be careful when you go buy your Cracker Jacks. They're just not the same. Hey, we can make some real Cracker Jacks. All right. What you got there in our 420 edition of the High Times magazine?
Right.
Well, speaking of which, we ran out. But at Tumbleweeds Health Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103, you could have bought a High Times magazine. But you can also get certified down there for just $85. $35, and we'll do all the paperwork so you don't have to. $150 for the state fee. If you're on food stamps, you get half off that fee, which is fantastical. So we will beat any certification center in town. They will. Yes. And come down. You can get accessories. You can get CBD tinctures and candies and lotions and balms, good for arthritis, Crohn's, migraines, fibromyalgia, cramps even,
simply
seizures.
For sleeping and relaxing.
Sleeping and relaxation.
I take a little dropper of that every single night.
There you go. Good for you.
It is.
It's just good for you.
And if you're worried about getting drowsy, do it right before you go to sleep at night.
It's a vitamin.
Mm-hmm.
It's a vitamin, folks.
Helps you sleep, relaxes you.
Use this plant as a preventative because it will do just that. Prevents all sorts of bad stuff. And it helps when you get the bad stuff coming on in the later years. All right, we have some celebrities that have some 420 birthdays since we're reading about the history of 420. Hitler, we'll just get him out of the way already. He should have been doing way more bong hits than he probably was.
He probably was.
Way. He probably didn't do any, which is really probably the problem. So, all right. Keep on here. All right,
nice.
So we're gonna blaze it up with some 420 birthdays. Go for it.
We got Miranda Kerr. She was born in 1983. And reason for her fame? Her underwear. Reason for infamy? She dated Justin Bieber.
Oh.
So,
born in 1983.
Reason, I
was like, what?
Reason for her fame, her underwear. I don't know what that means. Oh. Carmen Electra.
Oh, Hitler was a meth head. Sorry.
Oh. Really could have used this.
That really explains a lot.
Well.
All right, go ahead. Keep going. That's what we're reading here, folks. You've got to know that what we say here is just coming out of the airways of our heads here. So don't quote us. Well, you can quote us. It might not be real. You could get in a lot of trouble. It's kind of like plagiarism. We just make all this stuff up as we read along. So. All right. You can't sue us for this. That's all we're saying. It says so on the website. Go ahead. Keep going. Birthday blazing. 420.
Woo! All right. We've got Carmen Electra. Reason for her name. Or her fame. Sorry.
For her name.
Her body.
Woo!
And reason for her infamy. Her body of work.
Her body. Oh, her body of work. Okay.
George Tataki played Heroes. Who did he play on? On Star Trek. He was on Star Trek.
Oh, okay.
And I know I'm slurring it, and it's horrible.
We have a comment here. Sorry. I'm just going to bust in. But this is a really important one. This is what we were talking about, the preventative medicine that this plant is. 1/20th of a gram of a Rick Simpson oil a day equals no seizures for one of our patients. If that's not awesome, can we ask? We're going to ask. Are you on seizure medications otherwise? Blog us and let us know. Did the RSO, the Rick Simpson oil, take you off meds? Or how many seizures were you having before you started doing that? We're going to have an impromptu interview. Anyway, we'll see if we get some answers back with that one. All
right, go.
All right, what do we got here?
We were here.
Okay. Did you finish that one?
No, I didn't.
All right, I'll let you finish. Wow, that's it. Here, let's do our little handy light.
Viral video for syncing Bonnie McKee's song American Girl. That's right. Reason for his infamy.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Crispin Glover, born 1964, eccentric on-screen characters. Oh yeah, holy cow! That's the guy who liked his hair in the Charlie's Angels movies. Did you see that?
The weird guy.
Yeah, the weird guy with the dark hair who liked to smell his hair. Yeah, that's him, folks.
Pictures are weird.
The reason for his name and fame and infamy is his eccentricness of his on-screen characters. He plays the creepiest, weirdest characters ever. I wonder if he does it. All right, we know Adolf Hitler, born in 1889. Freakazoid was a meth head. You shouldn't do
he
meth.
He had mental health problems, too.
He sure
cannabis
did.
Would have helped him out
and
a lot.
And I don't think meth was contributing very well to that.
Mm-hmm.
Don Mattingly, born 1961, New York Yankees star. Reason for infamy? Losing big games at the Los Angeles Dodgers manager. Uh-oh. Sorry, Alan. No good. All right. John Paul Stevens, born 1920. He was a former U.S. Supreme Court justice and last year stated that pot should be legal. Hooray!
Probably because his birthday is on
420.
He was introduced to that real early on.
Oh, here we go. Jean Miro. You have to say it like that because it's French and there's a guy's picture next to it. So if you just say Joan, you're really doing a misservice.
That's a little dash
Miro.
Yep. Over the O.
And this is a big tip giveaway. Born 1893. Ooh, famed Spanish painter, sculptor, and ceramicist. And Joan was actually a guy. See? That was his reason for infamy. Interesting. Oh, Mother Angelica, born 1923, founded the Eternal Word Television Network and opined that abortion deprived us of those who would otherwise be alive to, quote, defend the nation.
Hmm.
Well, that's an interesting way of looking at it.
That's an interesting way to see it.
Very positive take on that. Never, ever heard that.
Hmm.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Edie Sedgwick, born 1943, and this is Andy Warhol's It Girl. Tragic accidental suicide.
That's like
say
a
that
definite
again?
Maybe. That's a definite maybe.
Oh, girl, what were you trying to do? Oh, you did it.
Oh, that was a bad accident. No. All right.
Jamie Gillis, porn legend.
I know.
What
I was like,
do you think?
It kind of looks like
Yeah, he looks.
Yeah, who's the talk show host?
Geraldo Rivera.
No, not Geraldo. Mm-hmm. The recent one who's the curly haired loudmouth guy on the radio. Come on, someone help me with this. Come on, he's just.
We're phoning a friend right now.
Pig of a man. Yeah, use your
your
lazy
is he
cash
here
cab.
Too.
Come on,
it's here.
You know.
Oh,
about.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Tip of the tongue.
Oh my
Come on,
gosh.
Guys. Come on. We only have 17 minutes to speak. Howard Stern!
Howard Stern.
Woo! Who did that? Oh, we need to send them.
No,
they're more awake than we are. I'm just
are they?
Say it. He's been at work all day focusing, using left brain skills.
I am.
We're all
right
brain bonged out this morning. We can't figure out.
My right brain
Stern.
Is the only thing that works sometimes.
But it's not like, you know, Howard's had us on a show in the last 6 months.
Mm. Like, I don't even care anymore.
Zdeno Jaksimovic.
Mm.
Born in 1972, Serbian singer and superstar, and the reason for his infamy, we can't understand a word. Well, try pronouncing his name. I didn't even do that right. Zdeno Jaksimovic.
Nah.
Serbian singer and superstar. Somebody look that up. That's great. All right. Killer Mike. Born in 1975. Was an outspoken social activist and rapper, called Bill Clinton, the Bushes, and Obama talking heads, telling lies on teleprompter. Woo!
That's some heavy words.
That's some heavy words, Killer Mike.
Some really, really heavy words.
He doesn't look like a happy guy. You should probably hit your bong a little more, Killer Mike. Maybe that's a strain name. Maybe that's like really a strain name or something. It could be.
Maybe it was a street that he grew up on.
Yeah.
And his dog's name.
All right. This is for the Jeroboam out there. Here we go. All I see is a picture of Madge. It's Madonna. And 420 Buzzkill. April 20 has often been no cause for celebration. And all it says by Madonna is that more money for the material girls to make rotten music? I don't understand. Maybe we should start reading. Maybe we should just find the big Madonna word and just kill that for Buzzkill. Sorry. Sorry.
Turn the page!
Madge, I know. What happened? Okay, in 1769, the Ottawa Chief Pontiac, who led the Native American resistance against the British military, is murdered by a Peoria tribesman in Cahokia, Illinois. All right!
There's a lot of history with this. 420 days.
Sad news. Let's go to something Dr. Lester Grinspoon and our friend Carl Sagan would call enhancement.
Now, I love enhancement.
This page, we should post this ASAP. This is a really pretty page because it says 420 esoterica. The origin of 420 has been detailed and debated, but does the number hold any deeper numerological or spiritual significance? Okay, let's find out. Music. Bob Dylan's Rainy Day Women number 12 and 35 has often been cited as possible source of 420. Multiply the numbers and you get 420. Then there's Crosby, Stills, and Nash, 4 plus 20. But the opening line, 4 and 20 years ago, actually refers to the birth of the song subject. Although the nursery rhyme, Sing a Song of Sixpence, mentions 4 and 20 blackbirds baked in a pie, we doubt a ditty penned in the 18th century was the source of 420. I don't know. I'd like to see some doubters of that. Abe Lincoln didn't invent 420 either, even though his Gettysburg address starts 4 score and 7 years ago. 4 score is 420. Oh! I like it. Okay. Penal codes. For years, many stoners believed that 420 was a police code for marijuana-related infractions, though no such designation exists anywhere in the United States. But in several Asian countries, including India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Myanmar, Section 420 of the Penal Code deals with cheating and fraud. For this reason, in South Asian popular culture, the term 420 refers to a trickster or a con man, as illustrated by Salman Rushdie in his book Midnight Children, in which he writes, 420 has been, since time immemorial, the number associated with fraud, deception, and trickery. There's even an old Indian film about a man titled Shri 420, Mr. 420. Numerology.
Some interesting stuff here.
Numerology, very. I don't think this is going to be good.
According to the principles of numerology, 420 reduces down to the number 6. 4 plus 2 plus 0 equals 6. Under said principle, 6, and by extension, 420, is the perfect number, signifying health, harmony, balance, luck, love, and beauty.
Oh.
6 is also recognized as the symbol of Christ's consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
The sixth sense and the third eye, represented by the six-pointed star, a.k.a. the Seal of Solomon, Star of David, or the Merkabah.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, 420 leads to enlightenment. We could have told you that.
Yeah.
How about this? According to Yosef Libion, Markadabchapa, author of Cannabis Chastities and the Ancient and Emerging Torch of Drugs, under the ancient Judaic numerology, science of Gematria, which supposedly reveals the true nature of an object by replacing the letters of its name with the corresponding numbers. The Hebrew word for smoke adds up to 420.
Ah,
wow. Someone
went. That is awesome. Someone preaching there. But
that was some pretty cool stuff.
Well, this plant has been used for thousands and thousands of billions.
And there is
years.
A lot of numerology and things that were created that we will never know.
Then you turn the page and see a really bad ad. Okay.
A really bad ad?
A really bad ad. So here we go. Mm. We got some answers from our impromptu patient interview. Thank you for doing this with us.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the answer. Ever know, I didn't get control until just with the Rick Simpson oil. Seizures continued with all pharma solutions, and I tried them all. So you're not on them anymore? It doesn't look like. And if that's the case, that's really exciting. We see that a lot. That's quite often, I would say, patients come in and they're just filled with pharmaceutical medications, 5, 10, 15 at a time. And then the more cannabis and hemp they use, the less of their medications they have to use or need to use or feel that they use.
It's about balancing out the system and getting it back to
harmony.
Homeostasis or harmony.
Yeah. Here's what the Bible says. Daniel 4:20. The tree you saw, which grew large and strong,
with its top touching the sky, visible to the whole earth. There it is.
That's Daniel 4:20?
That's Daniel 4:20. Mark 4:20 says, others, like seeds sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop 30, 60, or even 100 times what was sown.
Do the next one. Do it, do it.
1 Corinthians 4:20, for the kingdom of God is not in the word, but in the power.
Oh, that's a good one.
Of the plant. We could add our little tiny before to the of the plant.
In bed.
With the plant. Okay, here we go. All right. Okay. Everybody hanging in there still? Hanging
mm-hmm.
strong? Do you have any, no? We don't have any guinea pig callers. Okay. Okay. Oh, fun. Celebrate 420. Smoking pot varieties named for some of marijuana's greatest pioneers and champions.
Mm-hmm.
These strains immortalized four of the mm-hmm. most important elder statesmen of cannabis, so enjoy the smoke while honoring these cherished titans of our industry. Neville Hayes. First place seed, High Times Cannabis Cup 1998, pioneering breeder Neville Schoenmakers founded the Seed Bank of Holland, the first marijuana seed company to advertise in High Times. He went on to develop a number of strains that remain famous to this day, including Silver Pearl, Northern Lights No. 5, and Hayes, and many others. His greatest feat, however, turned out to be his namesake, Neville Hayes, also spelled Neville Hayes with two L's. An almost pure sativa that Neville stabilized, made up of Thai, Colombian, Indian, and Mexican genetics, originally bred by the Hayes brothers of Northern California. This classic haze provides a pleasant, tiny flavored punch that's perfect for genetic daytime activities.
Say that 3 times fast.
No, thank you. Good luck, Tom. There you go.
Dr. Grinspoon, just checking, this never won anything, though. This is what they said underneath. I don't get that.
Okay.
Another almost pure sativa. This one is named for the brilliant cannabis researcher and author, Dr. Lester Grinspoon, the 86-year-old Harvard professor and author of Marijuana Reconsidered in 1971 and Marijuana, the Forbidden Medicine in 1993. Debunked the government's false science regarding pot use and exposed the lenocinkoism of the era's attitude towards cannabis. This old-school, long-flowering sativa enhances the senses and inspires awareness, much like the intellectual it's named after. Patient growers will find that it's well worth the wait, and experienced smokers will love the amazing high, which seems to have no ceiling. The more you smoke, the higher you go.
Wow.
Contact BarneysFarmShop.com.
Wow.
That sounds like a really fun...
Yeah, we better get to the Grinspoon, the Dr. Grinspoon.
Jack Hare, that's just one of my favorites.
Jack Hare, well, go for it then.
You want me to talk about
you
that?
You read about Jack.
Jack Hare, first place sativa, High Times Cannabis Cup in 1999, High Times Top 10 Strains of 2010.
Oh, yeah.
This phenomenal strain is named for another absolute giant of marijuana activism, the late, great Jack Hare, who would have turned 76 this June. Jack wrote The Emperor Wears No Clothes in 1985, heavily influenced every activist who came after him, and earning himself the moniker of the Emperor of Hemp. Cincy Seeds honored Jack with his own namesake strain, and it stands as a tribute to the great freedom fighter. Tireless activism required a pot variety with pizzazz, and Jack Hare's got it all. Great flavor, spicy scent, tremendous resin, production, and intense potency. Medical marijuana patients suffering from anxiety disorder and fibromyalgia report that Jack threatens their symptoms well. Treats their symptoms.
Yeah, threatens them to get out. Get
their symptoms out of there.
That's right.
Contact CincySeed at .com at that one.
Mm-hmm. Jorge Diamond's number one. High Times Top 10 strain for 2008. This one is named in honor of Jorge Cervantes, my mentor and predecessor in writing the cultivation question and answer column in High Times. We all owe a great debt to the man who sowed useful growing information for many years through his magazine articles, books, and websites. Jorge's Diamond No. 1 is an indica-dominant strain that also takes its moniker from the extremely resinous trichomes that make the buds gleam like diamonds. Growers love this variety for its heavy yield and strong resistance to pests and mold, but smokers will luxuriate in the many nuanced taste notes and powerful high.
Wow, I love that.
Oh, that sounds pretty delicious.
Fantastic.
And that picture of
Jeff's Jack hair and then some 420 oh. cupcakes. I know, don't even go there. Oh, and a recipe for 420 cupcakes. You guys want a recipe for 420 cupcakes? Okay, here we go. 420 cupcakes. Whole new levels of cupcake, kids.
With green frosting.
With green frosting. All right, you need one box of yellow or white cake mix, a package of 3.4 ounces of instant pistachio pudding. Okay, 3 eggs lightly beaten, 1/2 cup melted unsalted butter, 1/2 cup melted canna butter, 1 cup lemon-lime seltzer or soda, 1 cup chopped pistachios for garnish, 1 cup flaked coconut for garnish, 3 to 4 drops of green food coloring. Icing is 1 1/2 cups heavy whipping cream and a package of instant pistachio pudding. 3.4.
Blend up a pot leaf in that.
Put your oven at 350, prepare your cupcake, and the resulting batter is going to be really thick, so they want you to use an icing scooper to stick it out. Cupcakes are 3/4 filled, bake for 20 to 25 minutes. So this little toothpick thing, check it, taste it, you know, flip it over, kids, don't put the wet side back in. How many times have you done that, right? Your mom's watching, she's going to get you.
Yeah, it'll cook out all the germs anyway.
Yep, and then you can, and they, if you want to get fancy, you could take your little chopped coconut and pistachio, spread them on a little pan, put them in 300 in the oven, toast them up a bit, you know, put your icing on.
A little bit with maybe some toasted herb on there.
And I say in the icing, why don't we add a little bit of can of butter to the icing too? Because I don't think they did, so we're gonna fix that
in THC tincture.
Mix it right in. Oh, maybe we could toast this in canna butter. Yeah, toast the coconut pistachios in canna butter and then sprinkle that on top. Now you're talking, kids. Be careful with your cupcakes.
Especially the well Belle Star makes them.
Well, she did get in a lot of trouble, see?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's almost that time, kids.
Gosh,
it is.
Woo-hoo!
It's that time. Here we go.
Now it's time to say goodbye
to all our family. All right. Thanks for tuning in to Weed Say Wednesday. We love you guys. We love Weed Say Wednesday. Next week, we've got the Women of Women Grow coming on. We do still have Doug Fine coming on, Robert Flatford coming on, Dr. Robert Melamed coming on. And we're going to reach for the stars and look for some more wonderful cannabis doctors and scientists and patients for gut control patients coming on.
Send us your questions. We want to hear from you.
We want to know what you want to know.
We had a great group on today of bloggers that were sending us all kinds of great information, which we love to hear from.
Yeah, we're hoping Safe for Arizona comes on and talks about. We want to actually go down to the 420 Social Club and do a live show there maybe.
We
want to
do the Social Club at the 420 Club.
Yeah, we'll still get social at the 420 Social Club.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for tuning in.
I'm
thank you, Tumbleweed Health Center. You are a card carrying fool. Thank you for Tumbleweeds Health Center. Come down, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back. Geez. Yeah, thanks everybody. And as always,
be smart,
be safe,
and
educate. We love marijuana. We love you.